My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You are called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. Been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another edition of Sleepy Hollow TV Review Recap Show Extravaganza. Alongside of me, I have Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike. How are you today?
I'm a little tired. Last night I was a little rough with little baby Maddox. He's just, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. I feel like Hercules in like 12 challenges. alongside of Amy, we have all the way from the other side of the world. Ella, what's up, country girl?
Hey.
Other side of the world. It's like a state away.
That's the other side of the world for me. If you're out of Texas, that's way over there. Everybody joining us, thank you for joining us for this live show of Sleepy Hollow. Today we're going to be talking about The Kindred. The episode aired Monday on Fox. If you're tuning in on a mobile device, you're pretty much screwed. All you got to do is just listen to the show. You can't tweet, you can't text, you can't do any of that stuff during the show because for some reason you can't do it right now. But if you're on a computer or you have the chance to switch over to a computer, all you got to do is visit like we are on right now, blogtalkradio.com/varietyradioonline. Sign in through the top. You don't have to make a new account. You can just sign in simply through your social media. Scroll on down underneath the player. There is a chat room that is opened. Myself is in there. Grounded Souls is in there. We have a guest 623. I don't know who you are, but hello, welcome to the show. And also feel free, if you miss the show or you watch the show, there's a section down below where you can actually leave comments through your Facebook page and everything else. So the VRO will get them and all that good stuff. So let's just jump into Monday night.
I have a question before we jump in.
What? You always do this. What?
I know I always do this. Do people get to see your beautiful face on video?
No. Because Jesus and I were trying something new. Listeners, Jesus and I did the Strain recap show last night, and we were doing the show here, recording it, for the podcast, and then we had Vaughn Live TV, and we were videoing, webcasting it, and we did it, and it seemed like to work, Amy. It seemed like people could see us, and they could hear us. But I can't see the video back. I don't know if it's because of the video, how it's saved. So before I do that, I want to make sure I don't want to keep doing it. And then everybody like, the quality video sucks.
Yeah.
So it's still in a work in process. And that's what I was saying.
All
last night, I was like, it's a test. So once I figure out how I can watch the video and share the video, then we can go forward. But you know what? You never know. If it looks good, you never had a chance. You were supposed to go on there and see.
I did not have a chance to last night.
So the reason why we're not doing it is because it's your fault, because you were supposed
<My fault. laughs>
you were supposed to give us some feedback on how everything looks. So I don't know. We're going to try it again. Maybe we'll try it, Amy, and you can, kind of fulfill and help us out. And
yes, I will.
You're not too busy with your scandal crew or what was it y'all were doing yesterday?
Last night they were doing Once Upon a Time.
That was the Frozen edition, right?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
I did.
Okay. Well, that's for girlies. We're on Sleepy Hollow right now. Let's talk to Sleepy Hollow. The Kindred Monday episode. Okay, let's do this. Ella, overall, what did you think about this episode?
I really liked it. I like the fact that they how they brought back the monster to, kind of destroy a monster via Godzilla. How brought Martha. Well, how do you say it?
Mothra.
I can't say it right now. Yeah. to fight Godzilla. So I think that was an interesting twist to it. So.
Okay. Amy?
I liked it. I was Irving when it first started. I was like, why didn't we see you know, my guy, our detective, the one we love. And I'm happy he's back. I thought he died. I was like, no, he didn't die.
Which detective are you talking about?
Irving. Is it Irving? Isn't his name Irving? Did I just screw up his name?
It's Irving.
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about Captain?
Yeah.
Orlando Jones? Sure.
Yes. Orlando Jones. No, I'm talking about Orlando Jones.
Yeah, you totally screwed up.
I totally screwed it up.
Yeah. Should we start over? Because, that was like... I love him. It's so awesome to have Frank Stevenson back. I'm like,
shut up.
Frank.
Okay, yeah. Orlando...
Orlando Jones.
Orlando Jones.
Yes.
His character. I'm happy he's back. I dislike the new
The new sheriff.
Sheriff.
I was gonna ask y'all about that. Since we're on that, Amy, I do have my little notes here. I did send a tweet out during the show, and I said I'm not feeling this new sheriff, and Beyond Twilight on Twitter actually favored my tweet, so I'm assuming Beyond Twilight felt the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's y'all's vibe on the new sheriff?
I don't like her. I mean, I do not like her. I know they're supposed to have somebody that's going to get in their way, blah, 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 blah. But I don't like her. One, I don't like her because she knew Abby when she was younger.
Okay. But that could
I think that
could be something. And I said, I noticed that, but I was thinking, does the sheriff know some stuff that she's not telling? Because that's what I was trying to figure out.
She does.
Is she a hard ass on Abby because she? Because remember, like even like in the episode, she apologized after she pulls Abby and says that insanity comment. I totally apologize. So it seems like it's almost like tough love to Abby. That's what it seems like, or like she's the favorite because she doesn't give a crap about Jenny, or Ichabod, you know, or any of those people. It's I don't know. I'm wondering if there's something more to the sheriff that she's not letting off. You know, that Abby knows or anything. I think the sheriff knows more than what she's acting like.
You think so?
That's what I'm thinking. Either that or she's just a hard ass. I mean,
I think she's on a power trip.
Yeah, that too.
She could be just wanting to do her job.
She came from the border. You know, she was here in Sleepy Hollow before because she knew Abby when she was younger, and she knew Jenny when she was younger, and she knew Abby's mother, which Abby's mother was a crazy.
But I think she was also working against the cartel, which that's why she feels that she has the experience. She feels that these beheadings are something about, you know, cartel and fear, which she has no clue what she's getting into.
No, she has no idea. And I don't think she's open to anything.
Okay. Ella, do you feel the same way about the sheriff?
Yeah, because I think she kind of like... assume maybe that like Jenny's part of the cartel or part of something like the cartel because she had all the guns and stuff, so I guess that's why she has no sympathy towards her. I just don't like her too much, but also it's like Irving said, told her, like he came in Sleepy Hollow, you know, thinking he had all the answers, but he didn't. So I think she's going to learn eventually, you know, what's going on.
I think so, too. I think she's going to learn. But I'm for some reason, I don't know why, I think she's letting off. She knows more than what she knows. I don't know.
I
don't know what it is. So something about it. Yeah, because, for them to just throw in a new sheriff and she's just going to be a sheriff and not get involved or not know, I don't know. She's been there. She was raised from there. I'm sure she's heard stories. She knew her Abby's mom. You know, I don't think Abby's mom was totally crazy. I really think that she probably saw some of the new supernatural stuff or felt it, and that's why I don't think she was crazy. I think it's, you know, same thing with Jenny. You know, I mean, when they thought she was crazy when she was younger and they locked her up, and she really wasn't because Abby denied seeing what Jenny saw. So, I don't know. I just think I'm hoping the sheriff's going to be a good guy because she seems like she's tough. But I don't know.
I don't think she's going to be a good guy.
I'm just wondering if she's kind of feeling out of the ground. But I totally agree with you. It was good to see Orlando Jones. I was wondering when we were going to see him. I totally forgot that he was locked up.
Captain Frank Irving.
Yep, and he's locked up in jail, right? I think he's in jail.
Yeah, so, and now he's basically telling the truth now. and they're going to send him to the psych ward. Like, he's done the lie detector.
Right.
He passed it, telling the truth, and they sent him to the psych ward where...
Now, during that part right there, it was obvious that the sheriff was kind of, like, giving him hell. Do you think she's just being a hard ass do you think she's being fair, or do you think she just doesn't like the captain?
I think she doesn't like him. See, that's what I'm, you know, she's going to give him just shock therapy and stuff like that. And I don't think she likes him. That's why I don't like her right now, because I feel like she's just going to get in the way. And we already know that Crane and Abby have everything else getting in the way right now.
But do you think that possibly the reason why she was being a hard ass was because until that lie detector, until he passed it and she was sitting right there, he admitted that he killed the cops.
Yeah.
So, and to sheriff's eyes, you're a cop killer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do everything in my power to do all that stuff. I don't know. I'm just still trying to... As I did find out, I was like, why is she being such a hard ass?
And now, what if she's working for, what if she's working for Henry, or she's working for Moloch, or...
I think she's going to be a good guy. I think she's just trying to figure out what everybody knows and everything else. Because it's obvious at the end of this episode, which was probably, because at first, I'm not going to lie, this whole episode, I was like, it's probably a little slow for me until the end.
Until the very end.
Which was freaking awesome, but it happened too soon. But the very end, when Henry comes in as the lawyer and dropped those papers down on the sheriff and says, he's my client, get the hell out of here, you're not doing anything to him. To me, it seemed like it was obvious that the sheriff wasn't working with Moloch or any of the bad side. At least, I mean, but you never know. It could have been all a front. She could have left, and then, but still, I really think that she's going to be she keeps kind of being really nice to Abby, and I really think that she's going to be on that side. But I think she's just trying to see what Abby and everybody else knows. That's what I think.
Maybe she's Abby's aunt.
You never know. I mean, she's tough though. I that's why I like it. But that end part was dope. I mean, Henry coming in. Now, what do you think it was with the blood, the pin? Do you think it was because he was signing his soul? It cut him,
yeah.
And then it.
Yeah, I mean, he signed his name in blood, and he just signed over. We have no idea what he signed over,
right.
But he signed it in blood, so it's
I'm like, Jesus.
I mean, come on. What got me is like, okay, you've seen all this stuff happen, and now you're pricked. I would think, okay, wait a minute.
So you two watching it were like, come on, Captain, you should have caught that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man, because it was just a simple, you know, I mean, put yourself in the captain's position.
He didn't read anything. You don't sign stuff before you read it.
But dude, hold on. Okay. He believes his wife sent him. Okay. And now look at his world right now. He almost got electric shock therapy. He's in a loony bin. And then someone comes in and goes, I'm the attorney. And then all of a sudden your wife and blah, 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 blah. He's not thinking anything of it. You know, here comes a man. He drops some paperwork. He feels good because the paperwork, the sheriff just got owned. Like, get the hell out of me and my client. We need privacy. So I'm sure the captain's like, yeah, bitch, yeah. And then when he signs, he's like, oh, you know, I mean, that was – I don't think I wouldn't have noticed either.
I don't know. I would have noticed.
I know. You two ladies, like, try to overanalyze it. Y'all like Sherlock on Sleepy Hollow. You're like, I would have known. What else? I think for me, and I don't know if you guys would agree, I think probably the best part of this episode was when the Kindred wakes up.
I liked it. And I was right. It was the Headless Horseman's head.
The one that they put on the Kindred.
Yes.
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 You told me last week I was wrong.
Well, no, because I didn't think it was going to, you know, they had the head. I don't know if they were going to put the damn head on it. You know, I don't know. But I know I really liked it. And it wasn't the guy that I thought that it was going to be, the tattooed guy that's been in different movies.
Yeah.
And all over Tumblr and everything. I thought they were going to use him. But I thought it was cool. I thought the Kindred was dope. Where did he go, though?
Like, he's running around.
Know.
See, I thought when War plus the Headless Horseman were fighting him, I was like, great, now the Headless Horseman's going to get his head back. But he held his ground.
Oh, no, he's badass. And you notice that he kept on looking at Like, he went and helped Abby and and distracted everybody from Abby. So it's obvious that he is on, I think even Abby says, I really believe that he's on our side. I think he just disappeared, and I think he's only going to, I think he's going to appear when it's needed. You know, I don't think he's going to come back to the cabin and kind of hang out, you know?
Well, that would be kind of weird.
That would be kind of cool, though, to have your own kindred go around. But I thought it was great. I just wanted the more fighting, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I was kind of bummed about this episode, because I saw it in the trailer last week, and I was like, oh, yeah, there's going to be a fight! And it was badass, don't get me wrong. And how Henry was controlling, you know, the war suit and, you know, and everything else. So I just wish it would have been a little bit longer.
It dragged out a little. It didn't get good until the very end.
Oh, okay. I was going to say the fight. I was like, what are you talking about? Dragged out? It wasn't even, No.
The entire episode, it was kind of like a filler episode for me.
Right.
But, yeah, it got really good at the end.
Ellie, do you feel the same way? Filler got good at the end, or did you like it from start to finish?
Yeah, it started getting good, like, towards the middle to me. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, for me, I would probably agree with you, Amy. I mean, it was cool to see the beginning. I was like, okay, it's Katrina. I mean, I really liked the beginning where I was like, Katrina's going to get her head cut off. Sweet. And it didn't happen. It was a dream. And then a whole part, I guess the whole Abraham-Katrina thing, I was like, blah, 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 blah.
Well, what do you think about right now that Katrina's their mole inside? And what do you think about Abraham telling, you know, Katrina, look, he was out, he could have been looking for you, but he went to go look for Abby.
Well, I mean, I have in my notes right here, Abby likes Crane. I don't give a damn what anybody says. I know that Abby likes Crane, and I have a feeling that Crane has some type of feelings towards her, but he can't because he's married. That's the only reason why. If he wasn't married, he'd be all on that booty right there. I'm telling you. Telling you. But I think Abraham getting into Katrina's head a little bit, I think it did kind of mess with her head a little bit, because she was kind of, you know, you saw the flashbacks of when, you know, all that stuff was going on. But I don't know if that was her plan to make it look like she's on Abraham's side. Like, you're right, Abraham. It's obvious that she is doing that. And then when Crane tries to help her, she tells him. I'm very surprised that Abraham doesn't catch, like, yeah, you're lying, chick. But I guess since he's so in love with her, he's distracted by that and doesn't see the real reasoning. I'm wondering what, you know, Henry's going to do when he says, I mean, if I was talking to Henry, if Abraham came to me and was like, dude, Katrina changed her mind, I'd be like, dude, really? Really, this whole time, and all of a sudden now?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I guess Abraham is in love, and that's okay, because he's blinded by it and doesn't realize. So having her in there, I guess it's good. I'm just wondering, how are they supposed to get information from her? That's what I understand, because is she going to, like, write a note? I mean, she knows – Abraham knows that they know that Katrina's in there. So does his guard go down? Is she going to have a little bit more free reign to – I don't know, send pigeons out there? How is she going to get the message to...
Well, you know, she said that he's going to trust her because he wants her to fall in love with him on, you know, her own will.
Right.
So maybe he will give her a little bit more space. I mean, she could have ran away, he said.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right. Well, I think that's it for me. Anything from you guys?
No, I mean, that's it with this episode, and people, I'm sure everybody's going to be like, whoa, that was only 20 minutes. Well, this episode didn't have that, you know, it had some big impacts, but it only had a few.
Yeah, I think this one, it was kind of like preparing, I feel like I'm being prepared for something.
Yeah.
Something coming.
Yeah.
And I think next week's going to be bigger than, you know, this, the last night's episode. I still liked it, but I really, really wish, I mean, now that the kindred escaped... it's
he didn't
obvious.
Escape, though.
Well, I mean, he took off, and whatever you want to do. He's hiding. He's in a tree. I don't know. But the cool thing about it is that the Scooby-Doo crew has somebody there in the darkness waiting. So I think it's going to pop up, which is going to be good, because you got the Headless Horseman and the Horseman of War, you know, mind control, iron suit. So
I agree. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be very interesting.
When you were talking about, like, you notice the lip between Abby and Katrina, like, at the end, like, when they were leaving?
Oh, that little look?
Yeah.
Yeah, Abby was like, we just did this again to rescue you, and you're pulling this crap.
Yeah.
That's how I took it. Because even Jenny's, like, the last time we went to go look for Katrina, it didn't turn out well.
I mean, Jenny's in jail right now because of Katrina, looking for Katrina.
Yeah, and Jenny's not a happy camper either.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, that's, I don't know. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Jenny. I like Jenny. She's badass. She don't take no one shit.
She's badass. I like her.
Okay, so scale of 1 to 10. Scale of 1 to 10, Ella first on this episode alone. Scale of 1 to 10.
Maybe about a 7.
Ooh, 7? 7, okay. I'm scared to know about Amy.
Well, I was actually going to give it an 8.
An 8?
Yeah, because I did like the end.
I would have to go with... I'd probably have to go with an 8 also. You know, a low 8. I still liked it. It was cool. The cool factor of the Kindred coming. That was just like my episode. What was the episode, ladies, with the big little doll and then it, the Golem?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that's one of my favorite ones.
That's the one that we were like, holy shit.
That was badass. I really liked that one. But okay, well, I give it an 8. You give it an 8. And then what was it, a 7?
A 7.
Sweetness. All right. Well, I guess that's it. I guess that's it for our Sleepy Hollow recap. For those of you tuned in for the first time, there's other shows that you can see. And hear and read and all that good stuff. All you got to do is go to thevro.com. That's what we call the Matrix. Everything is there that you need to know. Blog reviews, reviews, video reviews, recap shows. Not only do we do Sleepy Hollow, but a ton of other shows. And I'm really excited because next month is The Walking Dead.
Yes, The Walking Dead starts next month. If you're listening to us right now and you're like, whoa, where's Gotham? You guys are supposed to do Gotham before Sleepy Hollow.
Yes.
We've actually moved Gotham to 10 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Which is going to be tonight. Right. So it's going to be 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central from my zone. The problem was is that Amy and I were like, oh, we're so tired. And then people were telling us, like, why don't you have it at 9 time? I'm at work and I can't listen. So we answered your prayers. So that's why we moved the show. So we're going to be doing Gotham at nighttime. So
yep.
It's going to be happening tonight. So you still have time to watch the episode if you haven't watched it, and then join us for the live recap show right here, and you can't miss it. Other than that, if you want to subscribe on iTunes so you don't miss a show, all you got to do is go to iTunes, search Variety Radio Online, and there they are. If you want to find Amy on Twitter and Instagram, at AmyBRO, correct?
Correct. And Amy McCracken on Instagram.
There you go. And if you want to check out Ella on social media, I don't know what you have, Ella, but your name is always Grounded Souls.
Yes.
Sweetness. And for me, Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. I have a blog, iwatchmike.com. And make sure you go and check out all of the VRO stuff. Variety Radio Online on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, and then at the VRO on Twitter. And I think that's it, right?
That's it. That's everywhere.
Sweetness. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We do have our old recap shows for Sleepy Hollow for this season and last season, all on thevro.com. So everything you need to know is right there. So we'll be back later on tonight to talk Gotham. Everybody have a great week. Ladies, thank you for joining me.
Woo, that was sexy.
That was supposed to be my Sleepy Hollow voice. That wasn't supposed to be sexy. That was... Okay, I'm going to go now. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.